Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates. Good evening. Welcome to the live broadcast of the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan Lee. And I just want to say happy Tuesday to you. It has been a minute since I've done a live broadcast, and a lot has gone on since the last time I've done a live broadcast. I've been busy with life, trying to handle business, trying to get things done. But at some point, you just have to do what you have to do. And one of the things I had to do was get back to everyone live. I actually had people asking, you know, when I was going to go live again. So here I am tonight, March, what's the date, 10th, live with the Phenomenal You podcast. And I'm going to be honest with everyone, I don't really have a specific topic. So much has happened since the last time that I went live, that I have a couple things to talk about. But, you know, the premise of it, and I just thought about this a few minutes ago and I wrote it down, is stop, think, gather info, and proceed. And that's the premise of tonight's discussion. It is stop, think, gather info, and proceed. And I firmly believe that if you practice this, it can help you in all areas of your life. And so, like I just said, I don't have a specific thing to talk about. There's a lot of things I'm going to talk about this evening, but I think in the end, we're going to be able to consider the idea of stop, think, gather info, and proceed. So I hope that everyone has been able to walk in their greatness thus far in 2020. And I'm telling you, we are already, what, dang near mid-March. We just, you know, We just celebrated Black History Month. We just passed International Women's Day. We just voted last week. We did so many things. So many things have gone on for the first 3 months of the year. And so I want to have a really honest conversation with you this evening about a lot of the stuff that has been going down. And so before I even go into a commercial, I want to start it off because you know what? We have been bombarded. We've been bombarded everywhere you turn, every time you turn on the TV, every time you listen to the radio, every time you click on something on social media, you are going to see something about this type topic. And I bet you can guess it, but it's the coronavirus. So all I'm going to do right now really quick is I'm going to read to you something that was put out by the CDC because, again, we have to stop, we have to think, and we have to gather info. And someone was asking me, like, you're going to mention this on your podcast? And I said, yeah, because you know what? Phenomenally You, the podcast, it's your home for positive, empowering, and insightful conversation, and this is insightful information. And I want to have this conversation with everyone because I need everyone to stop, think, gather info, and then proceed. You know, and I think sometimes people think that I am trying to downplay the importance or the urgency of something, and I'm not. I'm just trying to say, okay, let's sit back. Let's think about what we're doing, how we're doing it, and why we are doing it. Because I work in the chemical industry. I work for a company that sells masks and gowns and all this stuff that people need. And I'm going to tell you right now, We sell to hospitals that can't get masks. And I'm not talking about masks for people who are fearful of getting the coronavirus. I'm talking about masks for people who need it to live every day. There's no stock because, you know, people are taking the, they're buying it up, they're hoarding it, and then the people who really, really need it can't get to it. So I'm not saying don't protect yourself. I'm not saying don't worry. You know, but what I'm saying is take a step back, think about everything, gather reliable information, and then proceed. Stop, think, gather info, and then proceed. So I just wanted to share a couple of these things with you. Some of the things that we should be doing. If you're sick, stay home. If you're sick, stay home. Wash your hands with water. And you know what? A lot of people don't understand that. No, you're not just putting the tips of your finger in the water. Wash your hands with warm to hot water with some soap for at least 20 seconds. And it's even advised that because some people don't wash their hands thoroughly the right way, that after you wash your hands, use some of that sanitizer if you're really worried. Cover your mouth with tissues when you sneeze and use a new one. Put it in the trash. You know, avoid people with respiratory issues. You know, let's consider them. Let's make sure that we're not bringing germs around them unnecessarily. We want to clean frequently touched surfaces. Clean your desk. Clean your doorknobs. As a matter of fact, you know, when I wash my hand, I've always done it. I don't even touch public doorknobs, even at my job. Try to maintain, it says try to maintain approximately a 6-foot distance from others. I know that that's really hard to do, but these are some of the things that you could do to make you feel more comfortable as you're walking in the world right now in society, because really the world is getting affected. But we can't lose our minds. We can't lose our minds. So I'm just encouraging you to stop, to think, to gather info, and then to proceed. It is an issue. It is a problem. It is a legitimate concern. Okay, but that means that we have to move forward with some common sense. That means that we have to stop bombarding ourselves to put ourselves in panic. I said this before. You know what? Be conscious of your mental health. You don't need to sit down all day looking at all the things that are bombarded on TV about everything that's going on and scaring the hell out of yourself. Stop it. So, again, I'm not telling you not to be informed because you should be informed, but protect your mental health. Protect your mental health and protect other people's mental health. Consider other people every time you're posting about this illness going around, every time you're talking around. Everyone doesn't want to be bombarded with that. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine, but consider the things that other people want. Consider what other people want to hear. I myself, I don't want to turn on the TV 24/7 and that's all that I'm seeing. But I am going to seek the information that I need each day so that I know what's going on. But am I going to look at that all day? No, I'm not. Am I going to read about it on social media or online all day? No, I'm not. But I will, you know, once or twice a day, take a look at everything so that I know and I stay, you know, up to speed on what's being said, what's being done, and what we need to do. So I want to start the show off with that because that also falls into the lines of stop, think, gather information, and proceed. Proceed. And you stopping and thinking and gathering information is not saying that you're okay with what's happening with anything. It's not saying that you're not concerned about anything. I'm just saying. Gather the information you need so you can make sensible decisions and you don't overwhelm yourself, you don't stress yourself out, you don't scare yourself. Because I heard a gentleman on the news today say something that really stuck out to me. He said, nothing motivates people like fear. Nothing motivates people like fear. And I always say, you know, social media, where we're at today, it's, you know, it's a beast. Sometimes it's tame, sometimes it's wild, and we have to know how to deal with it. We have to be able to kind of tame the beast. So, again, proceed with caution and practice protecting yourself. Protect your mental health. protect your mental health. So, again, the CDC did put out some of these options that people can do. The biggest thing is stay home when you're sick. You know, when we're sick and we want to go to work and we're trying to push it out, well, no, stay home when you are sick. Wash your hands. And these are things that you should have been doing anyway. It baffles me. These are things that you should have been doing. So if you're not doing it, start, okay? And stop stressing yourself out. Stop scaring yourself. Stop worrying yourself to death. Put in place what you need to put in place so that you can live your life and you don't have to be worried every step that you take and every turn that you make. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. I did get that out of the way. Let's get into the show. So I'm going to go to a commercial. Let's go to this commercial. When we come back, let's get into the show. And you know what? I think I am going to name it that. Let's name it Stop, Think, Gather Info, and Proceed. We'll be right back.
Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyle and wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.
We are back. You're listening to the live broadcast of the Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And this evening, I am your host. Actually, every evening that I do this, I'm your host. And tonight, I just went ahead and named the show. Tonight's topic is Stop, Think, Gather Info, and Proceed. And it's gonna fall into, I'm going to talk about a lot of different stuff. So a lot of stuff, like I said, has been going on since I went live on the last broadcast. We've had some very tragic things happen. We celebrated Black History Month. We celebrated International Women's Day. You know, again, like I said, we're dealing with this coronavirus. We voted last week, which I think is extremely, extremely important. I stood in line for dang near 2 hours to vote with this new voting process. And so people were complaining, and what I noticed, I don't think it was the actual machines. I think it was the process. And so I think I have pretty much made up in my mind that I'm going to volunteer to help at some of the polls when we have the final election. Because what I recognized was I vote in Carson, California, and I've voted for many, many years. Every time I've been able to vote, I have voted. And every time I've been able to vote and I've walked into one of these places, the same place I always go to, I see the same people volunteering, the same older women and gentlemen volunteering. It's very rare that it is younger people. And I feel like it's time to step up. You know, we do a lot of talking. We do a lot of talking about what needs to be done. But in all honesty, when we look in the mirror, what are we doing to help the process? What are we doing besides just talking about it? And so I think that as younger people, not the senior citizens, we need to step up and start helping with the process. And one of the processes is just getting out there into the polling areas, into the polling locations, and helping with the process, helping move it along. And I think that would make a world of difference. So you guys hear me saying it. I have committed to doing that. You know, I'm going to at least try to do it when the major election comes through. I will again tell you guys, it doesn't matter who you're voting for, get out there and vote. People, it was interesting to me because as I stood in the line to vote, I listened to people complain about how long it was to wait. I listen to people complain, and they're upset, and they have to go do this, and they have this, and they have these plans. And in my head, I thought to myself, can you imagine the people who fought and lost lives and sacrificed their dignity in order for us? And I'm talking about Black people. I'm talking about women. I'm talking about oppression in order for us to vote. Dogs and hoses and crowds of people who meant, you know, ill will, who wanted to be violent, who were violent, and you had to walk through that. You had to walk through that in order to vote. Can you imagine? And so if I have to stand in line for 2 hours while I'm just standing there shooting the breeze, you know, talking to the people next to me, then that's what I have to do. And I know people say, oh, that was back in the day. That wasn't that far. That wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago. And sometimes I think we lose sight of that. We lose sight of that because our comfort level, even when you think your comfort level is not very high, our comfort levels are at a place where we forget where we came from, where we forget as women where we came from, where we forget as African-American, black people where we came from, where we forget as poor people, where we forget, you know, as humans where we came from. And it allows us to complain about things that people really sacrifice blood, sweat, and tears for us to be able to do. And that's what I thought about when I was in the line voting. That's what I thought about. I can stand in this line. I'm not even going to complain. It's all good. It's all good. Even had it started sprinkling, even though it was a little bit chilly. Oh, can you imagine? Can you imagine walking up to a poll and people are trying to kill you actively? Can you imagine that? And so I just want to remind you of that. I want to remind you of the importance, the magnitude of some of the things that we do that now we just take it for granted. We just take it for granted. And that's, you know, what I was thinking about today when I was trying to figure out what am I going to talk about with everything that has taken place since the last time that I had the live broadcast. And I was thinking of, you know, the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, and I was thinking of the death of the rapper Pop Rock. I was thinking of the death of, I think it's Janae Dubois, the actress from Good Times. I was thinking of losing my uncle, and I was thinking of all these people who bless this earth that are no longer here today. And I was trying to figure out how many memories or how many moments have we taken for granted, assuming that that person is going to be there, assuming that that person will be there that next second or that minute. And so sometimes we do. We have to stop. We have to think. We have to gather info, and then we proceed. And that goes along sometimes even when we lose people. Especially in the life, in the moment of life, what are we bickering about? What are we arguing about? What are we upset with each other about? And is it that important? And why can't we resolve it? Why can't we figure out how to fix it or deal with it? You know, I take death in a certain way because I believe, and it's the truth, that we all will have our day. We all will have our final day, right? And it's crazy to me, or it's weird to me, the devastation that can be caused by something that we all know will come to us sooner or later. And so I started trying to think about, why are we so devastated sometimes? And, of course, part of it is just our selfishness of wanting our loved ones with us forever. I was talking to this gentleman at a gas station one day, and he was actually started telling me about his wife who had passed away, and he has never been able to move past it. And he said, you know, he was mad at God. He was mad at God because he didn't have enough time, and he needed more time. And I looked at him and I said, there's never enough time. There's never enough time. We could have our loved ones for 150 years, and when they go, we will feel as if it's not enough time. It's never enough time for the people around us. It's never a day when it's up, time is up, and we feel like time is up. And so that's why we have to honor each other in the living, so that when the day comes that we are gone, we can celebrate in the wonderful memories that we had with them. We can uplift them in the wonderful relationships that we tried to build with them. We can smile and we can even cry, remembering their smiles, remembering the great times with them, remembering sometimes even the bad times that make you laugh later, but remembering their life and not just focusing on the death. Man, you guys don't know how thankful I'm feeling. As I talk, you know, as I talk about it, as I talk about how even myself, every day I have to tell myself to stop. I have to tell myself to stop. Think about it, Nicole. Think about it. Gather the information, Nicole, and then move forward. And when I tell you that this hits me in all aspects of my life, it hits me in all aspects of my life. Just like just now I was talking about when I was standing in the line voting and I went to my uncle's funeral a couple weeks ago and I was there and I was listening to all these great people talk about the blessing he was in their life, how he made their life better, how he made their walk in greatness better and easier, how he made them want to walk in their greatness. And I couldn't feel sad about that. Oh, I'm going to miss my Uncle Irvin. I'm going to miss him, for real. You know, we didn't always agree on everything, but I'm going to miss him. But, you know, it was wonderful to see what the legacy he left. It was wonderful. It was something that was really a life-changing thing for me. And so I was talking to another one of my friends, and she actually asked me to cover a little bit about death and losing people. And it was interesting because so many people have lost so many people that have meant a lot. And sometimes we take it for granted because they don't mean a lot to us. It doesn't mean they don't mean a lot to the next person. And so that's when we have to practice that stop, think, and gather your info, because we have to remember just because it's not significant to us does not mean that it is not significant to the next person. And so I do want to take a moment. I do want to take a moment to remember the life of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, the life of my Uncle Irvin, the life of Wilona from Good Times, the life of the rapper Pop Rock, the life of all of those unknown people. Oh, sorry, Pop Smoke. I said Pop Rock. The life of all of those unknown people that we don't know. And the lives of all the people who loved them that were changed. Life-changing things. And what it reminds me in that group of people that I just talked about is that they're just people. Regardless of how famous you think one was, how rich you think one was, whether you knew the name of who I was speaking about or not, they all were people. And they were all somebody's person. Every single one of them. Famous or not. In the end, we're human. In the end, we're human. And so sometimes we do have to stop. We have to think. We have to gather the info. And then we have to proceed. Because we have to remember to treat people like that. No one person is better than the next. And we have to remember that. And we have to remember, again, uplift each other now in life. Uplift each other and be kind to each other so that, again, when we meet, when it's our final day, you know, people will miss us. You will miss whomever it is that you've lost, but you will be able to proceed. You will be able to move forward. You will be able to continue to live your life. Isn't that what life is all about? We're born and then we die, and we hope to do something meaningful in between those days. And so that's what we have to do. We have to make an effort. And things like voting and things like, you know, even the coronavirus, and you have to stop, you have to think, you have to gather your info, because all of that affects our lives every single day. Every single day. And so the question I ask you is, what are you doing in your life? Where is it in your life that you feel that you need to stop, you need to think, you need to gather info, and you need to proceed? It's a hard thing to do. But if you practice it, it will come to you naturally. So I don't know if anyone ever gets a chance to read my blog. So my blog last week, the 4th, was called Tragedy Is. And I was reading it, and I thought it was relative to stop, think, gather info, and proceed. And so I wrote on March 4th, I wrote, tragedy is the natural rejection of your natural self. Tragedy is believing you are not great. Tragedy is to feel guilt when you expect and demand respect from others. Tragedy is to expect others to accept the injustices in their lives you will not allow in yours. Tragedy is to believe remaining ignorant is keeping it real. Tragedy is the inability to acknowledge greatness in others. Tragedy is failing to recognize you are a forever learning being. And I'm reading this because it's going to bring me into the next thing that I wanted to talk about, which has to do with International Women's Day. It has to do with Black History Month. You know, these are days that have been set aside to acknowledge people in the world who have been considered not to have a voice, people in the world who were intentionally oppressed. And, you know, it's not just women, it's not just Black people, it's a lot of other people. But it brings me to why we have these days. And I firmly believe that we have International Women's Day and we have Black History Month. Yes, we want people to make the effort to gather information about the contributions that both of these demographics have given to society. But I don't think it's so much for us as it is for people who feel as if, you know, they already know us well enough. I think those days are for people who, when you are talking about, you know, injustices and you are talking about what used to happen, and the first thing in their head is like, I wish they would get over this. Oh, I wish they would, you know, oh, you know, we need to move past this. I think those days are for those people. You know, I think those days are for those people. And I have conversations like this because I want to spark something in your head. And I want you to stop, think, gather info, and then proceed. And so if you know somebody or you are somebody who thinks to yourself, when someone is complaining about something or someone is talking about something that you may not agree on, and in your head, the first thing that you think of is, oh, they're always complaining. Oh, I wish they would just move past this. Oh, they just need to get over it. And I think the root of that is because when you fail to take the time to learn about other people, you're not going to understand the root of their struggle, regardless of who the person is. And that is what allows you to have that attitude, because you don't understand the root of the struggle. We don't celebrate Black History Month because we don't know who we are as Black people, right? We don't celebrate International Women's Day because women don't know who they are as women. We know who we are as women. We know who we are as black people. When it's the Mexican Appreciation, I forgot what Mexican Appreciation Month, Hispanic or Latino, they know who they are. Why do we do that? Why do we have these days? Why have these days and these months been so important? Because there's people in the world who do not stop, think, gather information, and proceed. They just assume. They assume that you're just complaining to be a complaining. They assume that things that have held people back historically don't affect you today. They assume. And so my challenge on those months is for people who don't look like me or not from where I'm from to sit back and gather some information about those people that you look at and you think less of or you don't understand and you think they're just complaining. And it's not just a color thing. It's not just a gender thing. It's a class thing. Classism is alive and well, the rich and the poor. I literally just heard somebody have a conversation about homeless people and how they don't want to work, and that's why they're on the street. And, you know, if they just get a job, then they wouldn't have to live on the street. Really? Really? Yeah, I would say there's a percent of people that maybe they don't want to. But really? How many of you were in this rain today? How many of you were out there in the rain today? How many of you would want to sleep in it? How many of you would want to try to find shelter from it? How many people would want to be reduced to begging for a quarter at the gas station? How many people would consciously choose that? How many people would consciously choose to sleep on the sidewalk? How many people right now would give up exactly everything that they have, even if the bank account is on $2.50 and you're down to the last bit of groceries in your refrigerator and, you know, your car is broken down or you just have, you know, $20 before your next paycheck? How many people are willing to give that up and trade it with a homeless person? That's why it's so important for us to stop, think, and gather information before we proceed with action, before we proceed with words. Because sometimes we don't have all the information that we need, and we make these opinions about things, and we don't even understand the root of the struggle. You don't understand the root of the struggle. And you don't understand the root of the struggle because you haven't stopped, you haven't thought about it, you haven't gathered reliable information, and you're just moving forward, blind, blinded by your bubble, blinded by the life that you live every single day, blinded by the comforts of your home and the comfort level that you want, really believing that in a sense, you're superior to those who don't have what you have. Not understanding that in a blink of an eye, one wrong turn, that's all it takes. I always remind myself, I'm sure of it. I'm sure I've actually made the wrong turn, but thank God I've had family to pull me back or help me or something just help me. I'm positive. I'm also aware that everybody's story is not my story. Everybody's story is not my story. And everybody's story is not your story. So you can't judge. You can't judge based on your story. You can't judge based on your triumphs, and you can't judge based on your failures. You just have to recognize that the struggle is real. The struggle is different. You may not understand the struggle, but it does not mean that the struggle is any less important because you don't. And that's what I think days like International Women's Day and months like Black History Month and when we want to recognize, you know, where we came from, different people in different cultures. It's not for that culture per se. It's for us to educate other people about us so that they understand that my history is their history, that your history is my history. And only then does it allow you to be empathetic, because otherwise your empathy is not rooted in what's real. I ask you to ask yourself again, do you stop? Do you think? Do you gather information before you proceed with your actions and with your words? It's just something I think that we all could practice. It's something I think that we all can do better. And it's something that I think affects every area of our life, which is why whatever you talk about, you can apply it to. Stop, think, gather information, and then proceed, because the world does not revolve around you. And just because you're not directly affected by the struggle does not mean that the struggle is not real. And sometimes we have to humble ourselves. Sometimes we have to just be honest with ourselves about that. It's the honesty that I felt when I was standing in the line voting. And I was listening to people complain about how long they were in line. And I had to gather that information in my head just as I was about to complain. I say, hold up, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because not 70 years ago, not even that long ago, I'm sure there was someone named Nicole trying to walk to a poll to vote, and it sure the heck wasn't as easy as getting in the car, driving up, parking in front of the school that I voted in, and walking around the corner to stand in a line. I know for sure it wasn't that easy. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the commitment. I'm thankful for the sacrifice. I'm thankful for the bravery, the courage. I'm thankful for it. Because I just don't know if we all have it today, if we had to do it. I'm hoping so. Gather info before you proceed with your action, before you say what you have to say, before you let the words, I don't know why there's an International Women's Day, roll off of your tongue. Before you let the words, they just need to get over it, you know. Slavery was a long time ago, and the civil rights movement was a while ago. You know, we're not in that day. Before you let that roll off your tongue, before you look at a homeless person and you pass judgment and you turn your nose up and say, if he just got a job, he wouldn't have to be here. Before you judgmentally look at that woman who went back to that abusive husband, before you let the words roll off your tongue, you know, I don't know why she just doesn't leave. Did you stop? Did you think? Did you gather the info? I say before your actions, but right now I want to say before your thought, before your action, before your words. It affects every part of our life. Thing that has gone down since the last time I had my live broadcast. All of the things that have happened and challenged us physically and mentally and spiritually and emotionally. When we face those challenges, when we continue to face all of the challenges, will we stop? Will we think? Will we gather the information that we need so that we can proceed in thoughts and actions and words that are rooted in empathy and integrity, that are rooted in altruism? Or will we just ignore that? Worry about us. Buy all the masks up. Don't care about, you know, the person with chronic asthma. Not caring about the nurses that have to work in the hospitals to heal, to help people heal, and the doctors. Is that just what we're going to do? We're going to hoard all the toilet paper so nobody has toilet paper? We just going to buy all the water up in our house for our two people. Because, you know, as long as we have water, that's all that matters. Are we stopping? Are we thinking? Are we gathering the reliable information so that we could proceed in the right manner? Or are we just out here willy-nilly? Again, I want to reiterate, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to be worried. I'm not saying that you're not supposed to take action. But what I'm saying is, are you thinking about it before you take the action? I had that little silent pause on purpose because I want you to think about it. I think about it. It's something that I have to consciously do every single day. Every single day when I'm about to, you know, pass that judgment, or I'm going to let someone get to me, or I'm going to make one of those stupid, you know, statements that's rooted in judgment, I tell myself, Nicole, stop. Think. Then gather info. Because I don't know about you, I can be very quick with the tongue. And then if I'm not thinking, I can be very quick with my actions. And then later on, I'm regretting something that I did, something that I said, because I didn't think about it. I didn't stop. And so even though today I didn't start off with a topic, I mean, the topic stop, think, gather info, and proceed is very relative. To everything that we do every single day, to everything that we're confronted with every single day. Remember, it just takes a small amount of fear that will either motivate us positively or negatively. We'll never get past it. I'm brought again to what I heard the newscaster say today. Nothing motivates people like fear. Nothing scares people more than being fearful, makes them act a fool, to think they're going to lose their status, they're going to lose their space on the totem pole, to make them think that they're going to lose their things that they have been able to get, the materialistic things, to make them think that they're going to lose their dignity or their respect. It's nothing like some good fear. Even to make you think that you're going to lose your life, to make you move forward in the wildest manner without thinking about it, just saying and doing anything and not realizing it until later. The problem is if we don't control it, it'll control us. If we don't stop, think, and gather info, we will let our emotions control us. We will let our fears control us. And that's going to affect how we perceive people and things around us, how we react to people and things around us. It's going to affect our ability to be rational. You know, if you think about it, that's how people who spew hate, that's what they go. They go for that. They go for that person who doesn't have control, who is fearful. They're fearful. They're fearful of not being seen. They're fearful of losing what they think they only have a right to. They don't stop. They don't think. They don't gather reliable information. They let people lead them and tell them anything, and then they respond. We've had demographics of people who were oppressed based on fear that manifested into hatred, that manifested into disrespect. A history of people that have been affected. And it's so crazy because the people who did it, all they had to do was use some common sense. Stop, think, gather some information. But they didn't. And then they thought about it, they acted upon it. And here we are. And so when you want to tell yourself that you think that people are complaining too much or they're making a big deal about something or, you know, you don't see why they're stuck in this and you don't see why they're doing that, stop yourself and ask yourself, did I do the work? Do I really know what they're talking about? Do I really have a good understanding about their experience and what they're going through? Have I done it? Nine times out of ten, if you're being extremely judgmental, you haven't. I mean, we're in a very judgmental time. I see it. I see it with everything that is going on right now. I see it in the election. I see it in, you know, the coronavirus epidemic that's going on right now. I see it, you know, when Black History Month was here and there were commercials promoting, you know, Black businesses and the reactions that, you know, people had. I've seen it with International Women's Day and the people's reactions when I think it was the National Hockey League had all female commentators. I see it. I see it in the death of famous people and non-famous people. I see the judgment. In every part of life. I could probably think of something else and I see the judgment. And we have to learn to stop. We have to learn to think. We have to learn to gather reliable information so that we can proceed accordingly. In this funny time, you guys, right now, we're in a really funny time, where we, you know, so many people feel it, you know, they have a right to say whatever they want to say, do whatever they want to do. They can infringe on people's rights. They justify their biases. They justify not gathering the knowledge that they need. They don't want to be better. It doesn't seem like it, but you can't let that affect you. I said all of that, and then I said you can't let that affect you. You can work on you. Many times we lead by example, not by what we say, but what we do. Not by how we react. Sometimes it's by how we don't react. And so if you take nothing else from this evening, I just want it stuck in your head. Stop, think, gather info, and then proceed. Say it again. Stop, think, gather info, and then proceed. Because, you know, we can't continue the way that we are continuing. We can't. I keep saying I think it's like the tipping point, and we see all this stuff happening. And we're still not listening. Still not listening. Still not listening because we're too busy moving. We're too busy reacting. We're too busy responding. with negative words and negative behavior. So much so that we're at the point where people think it's normal. So I'm going to go into a commercial because I have to. And when we get back, I'm going to close out this evening's discussion of Stop, Think, Gather Info, and Proceed. Okay, well, the commercial is not kicking in, so I guess not. So I am back with Phenomenally You podcast on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. And, yeah, we tried to have this commercial go, but it's just spinning. It's just spinning. It's just turning. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward with the rest of the show. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm thinking that you can. So if you are just tuning in, you're in the last few minutes of the show. I've been talking about stop, think, and gather info. And I talked about a lot of different things tonight, but I'm hoping that I was able to make you understand or maybe give you a desire to think about how we need to stop, we need to think, we need to gather info before we make decisions, before we respond, before we react. It's really important. It's really important. We have a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. We have a lot of stuff going on in America. It seems like, you know, it's just piling on, and people are emotional. People are feeling such a wide range of emotions. And I know it's difficult. I know it's hard to deal with. And some people are lashing out, and some people are going within themselves. And I just urge you, I urge you to stop, to think, to gather info, and then proceed. And I really think it will benefit you mentally. It will benefit you physically. It will benefit you spiritually to think before you move, to consciously protect your mental health, to consciously protect your physical health. I read this great thing, and Jim Carrey wrote it, and I don't remember it verbatim, but he basically said that, you know, stuff like depression is real. It's real. But it doesn't help when you don't treat yourself well. It doesn't help when you don't treat yourself physically well, mentally well, spiritually well. It compounds the problem. And so I think one of the tools that will help you do that is to stop, to think, to gather info, and then to proceed. Stop, think, gather info, and proceed. STGP. STGP, stop, think, gather info, and proceed. No one's going to love you how you love yourself. You can look outside of yourself, but you need to look within yourself. And you need to start practicing the tools that you need to practice so you can be the best you possible. And so you can lead by example, not by the things that you say always, but sometimes just by who you are as a person. Stop. Think, gather info, and then proceed so that you can deal with all this mess that is going on every single day. I'll be honest with you guys. I don't even want to turn TV on now. Like literally you turn the TV on or you turn the radio on and it's something. It's something. But there are still great things going on in the world. But these are real things that we're dealing with. They're real and we have to deal with them in the best way possible. So again, think about the things that you're doing and how you're reacting. Gather the information that you need to gather. Read it for yourself. Stop letting people feed that stuff to you. Read it for yourself so that you don't move through life fearful. That's something that, you know, we don't want to do. Something that we really don't want to do is move through life fearful. So I just wrote this really quick. I said, when you fail to take the time to stop, to think, to gather information, and then to proceed, you hinder your ability to be open-minded. Your perspective is skewed. Your ability to be empathetic is decreased. Your ability to be altruistic to others is damn near gone. You need to stop, you need to think, you need to gather information, and then move from there, right? Move from there in empathy, move from there in positivity, move from there in altruism and in integrity. And yes, I know the struggle is real, because I can imagine you saying now, it's not always like that, Nicole. I'm aware of it. And you're right. You're going to be faced with the challenges. I say you're strong enough for the challenge. Sometimes, you know, I stumble. Sometimes I fall. And then I remember, stop, think, gather information, and proceed. And it's always beneficial. And so that's what I'm leaving you with. Stop, think, gather information, and proceed. I mean, in order to overcome all of the things that we have been dealing with lately, you have to accept the realness of it. And in order to understand the realness of it, you need to gather the information about it. And not just any information, you need to gather reliable information. I mean, we have a lot of things going on. We have a lot of things going on, right? And although you may choose to turn a blind eye to it, that's not going to help you. And the effects of the things going on are not going to go away because we turn a blind eye to it. We have to look it in its eye. We have to think about it. We have to gather reliable information, and then we're going to move from there. And so that's what I'm going to leave you with. Stop, think, and gather info. As always, I thank you for listening to me. I hope that you're able to walk away with a little bit of something. I know I didn't have one specific thing to talk about, and I had a lot of different things to talk about, but again, I hope I was able to tie it in. And, you know, I want to remind you that you are phenomenal, you're fabulous, you're wonderful. Hey, you're imperfectly imperfect. Everyone, have a wonderful evening. God bless, and good night.
They said they closed parts of Long Beach. Did you hear me? Can you hear me?